Video: Mother found dead, partially buried in shallow grave after disappearance. By Amy Furr on January 19, 2023. The body of a 43-year-old Pennsylvania woman who was missing for 2 weeks was found on Wednesday in Royersford, the county district attorney's office revealed. Officials searched a wooded area near a warehouse in the 200 block of North 5th Street. The investigation was reportedly in connection to the disappearance of Jennifer Brown, according to NBC Philadelphia. Brown was found dead and partially buried in a shallow grave, but no arrests or a cause of death have yet been reported in the ongoing investigation. Aerial video footage shows officials in hazmat suits behind a building. "Unfortunately, I have to announce that we have found Jennifer Brown, whom we have been looking for, and she is dead," Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele, D., said during a press conference. The NBC report noted officials transported the woman's body to the coroner's office. The woman's friend and business partner, Antonio Blair Watts Richardson, was the last person to see the Limerick Township resident on the afternoon of January 3. He was reportedly with Brown that day and took her young son home with him that night, then put him on a bus the following day. However, the man claimed he never got a call from Brown that night, and she was supposed to pick up her child from the bus stop January 4 but failed to do so. Watts Richardson said, "I have nothing to do with anything. Just because I'm the last person to see her, that does not mean anything." Adding that he was the first person to notify authorities about the situation. Meanwhile, a community member described Brown as a great mother, and we all know her as that. Per the NBC report, the woman's car was found parked outside her residence on Stratford Court, and her body discovered nearby. Inside the car, officials found personal items such as her keys, purse, and work cell phone. However, her personal cell phone has not been found and has not been in use since the morning of January 4, the outlet said. Another neighbor described his feelings about the loss and how it affected those around him. "We've been following the story since day one. It kind of grabbed our hearts," he told Fox 29.